Good afternoon and Merry Christmas. The cold front that swept through the region during the early morning period continues to make progress through New England and off the eastern seaboard. This is carrying most of the steady and at times heavy rain that accompanied the front along with it, and eventually will be out over the open Atlantic. The result will be drier weather through the afternoon hours and into the evening, but a strong and gusty west wind at times will gust over 30 and perhaps even 40 miles per hour at times. This westerly breeze will drive in cooler air as well, and most places will see temperatures sliding back through the 40s and into the 30s by the end of the day. A few scattered rain or snow showers could accompany that west wind as well, particularly downstream of Lake Ontario. Otherwise, the drying trend will continue into the overnight hours with high pressure building in. It'll still be quite breezy as temperatures continue to drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a good-looking Friday afternoon, especially for December, with a good amount of sunshine and high pressure in control. Temperatures will bounce back into the middle 40s. That high pressure center will remain in control on Saturday, keeping us dry with a mix of sun and clouds, and temperatures bouncing back up above average into the lower and middle 40s. A weak disturbance will head our way Saturday night and into the day on Sunday. We'll be on the milder side of this system as well, so rain showers are possible through especially the first part of the day on Sunday, as readings touch 40 degrees once again. Behind this front, cooler air will start to flow in for the beginning of next week, with partly sunny skies. Will be in the mid-30s on Monday, and staying in the upper 20s on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds. By Wednesday, temperatures will be below normal for highs, with readings in the mid-20s under a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system over the northern Rockies will move eastward toward the High Plains. The system will produce snow over parts of the Great Basin, the Rockies, and High Plains, and some of the snow will be heavy with hazardous travel conditions. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for a large part of the Intermountain region. Most of southern Idaho will pick up as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow. Southward to Salt Lake City, 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected, while 10 to 20 inches of snow will be common across the Wasatch. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Vero Beach, Florida, to a low of 17 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sunshine and windy in the 50s, Boston increasing sun, windy, temperatures falling into the 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with highs around 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 33 degrees, the average low 18, the record high 66 set in 1889, and the record low 22 below zero in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today, with temperatures falling through the 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy today with temperatures falling into the 40s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with a few passing rain or snow showers and temperatures falling into the 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy today with temperatures falling into the 40s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, partly sunny and windy today with temperatures falling through the 40s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s Saturday. Mostly cloudy with rain showers on Sunday in the lower 40s. Partly sunny Monday, mid-30s, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Merry Christmas from News Channel 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Caiano.